Influence of the Gaia sausage and Selajus on the density shape of the galactic stellar Hilo revealed by Hiloke giants from the LAMOST survey, by Wenbo Wu et al. We present a study of the influence of the Gaia sausage and Selajus, GSE, on the density shape of the galactic stellar Hilo using 11,624 K giants from the LAMOST survey. Every star is assigned a probability of being a member of the GSE based on its spherical velocities and metallicity by a Gaussian mixture model. We divide the stellar Hilo into two parts by the obtained probabilities, of which one is composed of the GSE members and defined as the GSE-related Hilo, and the other one is referred to as the GSE-removed Hilo. Using a non-parametric method, the radial number density profiles of the two stellar Hilos can be well described by a single power law with a variable flattening Q, R equals R squared plus Z, Q, R, squared, nu equals nu 0 R caret alpha. The index alpha is 4.92 plus or minus 0.12 for the GSE-related Hilo and 4.25 plus or minus 0.14 for the GSE-removed Hilo. Both the two stellar halos are vertically flattened at smaller radii but become more spherical at larger radii. We find that the GSE-related Hilo is less vertically flattened than the GSE-removed Hilo, and the difference of Q between the two stellar halos ranges from 0.07 to 0.15. However, after the consideration of the bias, it is thought to be within 0.08 at most of the radii. Finally, we compare our results with two Milky Way analogs which experience a significant major merger in the TNG-50 simulation. The study of the two analogs also shows that the major merger-related stellar Hilo has a smaller ellipticity than the major merger-removed stellar Hilo. This was Influence of the Gaia Sausage and Selajus on the Density Shape of the Galactic Stellar Hilo Revealed by Hiloke Giants from the LAMOST Survey, by Wenbo Wu et al.